Haiti is finally vaccinating residents against COVID-19. It's one of the last countries in the world to launch a mass immunization drive against the virus. But NPR's Jason Beaubien reports that if you ask Haitians what their most pressing problem is right now, COVID-19 would not be at the top of their list.
The country's just suffered the assassination of its president. Gangs have taken control of significant portions of the capital. Kidnapping, extortion, and random gunfire are forcing thousands of people out of their homes. So when I told my driver I wanted to go downtown to meet Jean-Bill Pape, one of the country's top COVID experts, my driver looked shocked. "The gangs have made that area a no-go zone," he said. But Dr. Pape told us how to take a side road that comes in the back of the compound.
And you can see right across is Village de Dieu, the slum. So we are just separated by one road.
Are those actually bullet holes in the front of that building there?
Yes, that's correct, all the time. So this is a general clinic. Also.
Dr. Pape at the Giesco Hospital has been a doctor in Haiti for a long time. He's been on the leading edge of treating HIV/AIDS patients for decades. His medical clinic in Port-au-Prince sees roughly 2,000 patients a day. They treat everything from fevers to TB to broken bones to hypertension. And last year, Pape was appointed by then-president Jovenel Moïse to co-lead the country's efforts against COVID.
I worked with him on 4 occasions at his home where he was assassinated.
Pape says the killing was a shock to the nation and sent a message that no Haitian is safe. Despite the political and social upheaval Haiti is dealing with right now, plans for a mass COVID immunization program are still moving forward. The outbreak in Haiti is clearly not as bad as in some other parts of the world, but Pape says it's clear that many people have already been exposed to COVID.
The majority of my patients, the poor people, they are getting infected. They have some symptoms, but not enough to require hospitalization or even to require ventilation care.
Many don't even seek medical care at all. But Dr. Pape says things are changing. The arrival recently of new variants of the virus has led to more severe cases, and for the first time, his staff has had to medevac patients out of Haiti for treatment. Also, instead of sporadic infections, they're seeing more clusters.
Now, everybody, the family members, the servants, everybody, once one person gets infected, the transmission goes to the entire household. So that's different.
Haiti had offers of the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine earlier this year, but rejected them, citing logistical issues and later concerns about side effects. After a surge in cases in June, however, health officials in Port-au-Prince agreed to accept 500,000 doses of Moderna from the U.S.
It's a huge boost for us.
Recently, the Pan American Health Organization warned that COVID variants could cause a devastating outbreak in Haiti. In addition to all the other issues, hurricane season is now upon them.
Yes, Haiti is having a lot of challenges lately.
That's Ciro Ugarte, the head of health emergencies for PAHO. He says so far, 3,000 doses have been administered, and the vaccine is expected to be widely available across the country soon, including at private clinics. The issue now is convincing Haitians to take it. In a country that's in the middle of political, social, and economic turmoil, a recent survey found only 20% of the population wants to get vaccinated.
This was done nationwide, regardless of age, regardless of sex. In fact, women were more reluctant than men, did not want to take the vaccine.
But Dr. Pape is confident more Haitians will get behind the vaccination campaign, and it may help bring the traumatized country together. Pape says he hopes even gang members, the bandits as he calls them, will also get on board and come in to get immunized.
If my worst enemy comes to me, my job is to take care of him. So our job is to vaccinate people, make sure that they don't die of COVID.
Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.